Hello, good morning. May I speak with Ashley Judd?
Can I ask
Hello?
You calling?
Yeah, my name is Joe. My name is Joe calling from National Opinion Survey. Now, miss, I'm not selling anything at all, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation? Okay? Would that be okay, Ms. Judd?
Yeah.
Okay, now the questions are very simple. First of all, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you
definitely.
Will? Definitely.
I will vote,
now,
yeah.
Just to make sure that I'm speaking to someone older than 80, what is your age?
I'm 29.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Probably about a 9.
A 9?
Change.
Okay, now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent,
Republican.
Or something else? Strong Republican.
Republican
or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay, now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm dissatisfied.
Very okay.
Yeah.
Now, Miss... Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm gonna name a couple issues.
Okay.
Please choose the one that you feel are the two that you feel are the most important. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of the government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion.
One.
That one?
The hold cops accountable.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change, environmental issues, inflation
mm-hmm.
and the economy, improving
so inflation and yeah,
inflation
and
economy
and the race one, yeah.
Okay, moving forward, so I can get you back here today. I want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I don't know. I just think it's all kind of janky, and I don't think that it's a Republican or a Democrat that's going to change it. I just think we just need a complete change.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's staying about the same or getting better. So, I mean,
okay.
I see hope.
Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Maybe on the mend of getting better. I don't know. I think the race thing is a hard thing that we'll be battling forever, but I hope that everybody does have the same rights and are equal, and I just don't like to see that people are profiled just because they're a person of color or anything like that.
Hey, you know what, I'm not, my opinion doesn't matter here, but I like your ideals, okay? So would you say it's getting better? Staying about the same?
I think it's about the same, maybe a little bit better, but not much.
Okay, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
Oh, I've seen it often. I mean, just in the small town that I live in, like, it's a very racial thing, you know, like, and that's what I can't stand. Everybody needs to be open-minded and everybody's equal. Like, it just...
But in your personal experience, not often, not at all?
Well, I mean, I guess because not often.
Okay.
Because I'm just a little blonde white female.
Okay, and how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex?
A lot. That happens a lot, yeah.
Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I probably would say that just by looking at me, they would probably say that I would have more rights because that's just how this country can be sometimes.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Now, Miss, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100. The NAACP.
Kind of indifferent. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, like, from 0 to 100. 0 is your unfavorable, 100 means you're favorable, and 50-50, or if you do not...
90.
90?
Yeah.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis.
Have you never heard of the organization or of a person just...
I haven't heard of him.
What about Taylor Swift?
I really don't like her. Like, I don't favor for her.
So,
I kind of believe some of the stuff that I read, probably, like, down in, like, the 20s.
20? What about Joe Biden?
I don't like him either, so we'll probably do about, like, a 10 on him.
10? What about Kamala Harris?
We can give her, like, a 40, I guess.
What about Donald Trump?
You can give her about a 60.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I do like that. We'll give that about a 70.
And the Democratic Party.
Probably back down to 30.
Okay, thank you for sharing your opinion. Now, moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Kanye West or Donald Trump, is that what you said?
Cornel
or
West.
Or Joe Biden?
Trump or Joe Biden?
Probably Donald Trump, I don't know.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried because you don't know if that is going to happen again.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Yes.
Do you agree with this or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly, because I believe that immigrants help.
Reverse discrimination. Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
No.
Do you disagree or agree with
that? Yeah, I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Yes, I do agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly. Strongly.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Actually, just for any person of color, but I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people?
Minorities do?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I don't think
what about,
that they do have the same.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Yes, I agree with that strongly.
And sexism is a big problem in today's society.
I agree with that one as well.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Now, I'm at 75% finished. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A reads, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Now, statement B reads, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+.
Yeah.
Which one do you agree with more?
I agree with the latter one, the second one.
About our schools must teach multiple points of view?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you strongly agree with this or somewhat agree with this?
Somewhat, because I think kids should be exposed, but only to a certain extent.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this, is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0, you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Quality K through 12 education.
Is it? Okay, now, hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
10, stop.
Okay. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat.
Undermined or under threat. Okay. Yeah.
0, it is not being undermined or threat. And 50, okay. And 5 means that you somewhat agree. Now, quality K through 12 education.
Is being undermined probably because I feel like that's happening. So probably about a 7.
A 7. What about religious freedom?
Huh?
Religious freedom.
Being undermined. I'll say 5.
5. What about a fair and equitable court system?
No, that one's not. I feel like that is being undermined, so probably a 10.
A 10? So you strongly agree with this?
Yes.
Okay. What about secure borders?
Somewhat. 5.
5. Traditional family values.
Me. Yeah. Probably I strongly agree with that one.
So from 0 to 10?
We'll probably do a 7.
A 7. What about a strong military?
Probably a 7.
And affordable health care. Do you feel that's being undermined or not at all?
That's being undermined too. About a 7 or 8.
7 or 8. What about free and fair elections?
Yeah. Number, about 7 or 8.
8. Now moving forward, I'm going to read you 2 statements some people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0, you do not agree with the statement at all. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources. Hello?